Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday. God bless you. It's hump day already. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Wednesday with me. And we are going to go back to the book of Romans. I've been preaching that on Sundays here at Island Community Church. You guys are invited to attend one of our services. We would love to see you. If you are new to the area, if you enjoy this radio program, WGOD Radio, this program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Wednesdays at 6. That's tonight. If you're tuned in at 5:30, you still have 30 minutes to come tonight. We would love to see you. Wednesday is a much more informal service. My associate pastor, Darren Solon, is bringing us the word tonight, and he is starting a brand new book study tonight in the book of Jude. And we would love to see you for one of our services. Sunday morning, I'm in Romans, and I'll be in chapter 7 this coming Sunday. Let's go back and hear a sermon from Romans now. This will play today and tomorrow. Let's hear this. This is from Romans chapter 5, and it's called Justified by Faith. We're in Romans chapter 5 here this morning. Now, we're not going to look at chapter 4, where Paul spends the chapter talking about Abraham and how he too was justified by faith, just like you and I. That's where we left off last week. Remember that phrase as we start today as well, justified by faith. Let me take a minute as well and thank all the visitors here this morning. So good to see you. I know Sue asked people to bring a guest today, and it's so good to see you. Some visitors here today, and hope you guys have and will continue to enjoy the service here. And this is what we do here. We exalt the Savior here and teach the Bible, pretty much the New Testament, verse by verse. And so grateful to see so many people in God's house here today. Now remember that phrase as we start today, justified by faith. And just remember, anytime in your studies when you hear those two words, righteous or justify, it's the same Greek word. And the word is taken from the courtroom. It's an official, judicious disposition that God makes over you when you do what he's asked you to do, and that is to believe in his Son. So anytime you read justified, we're justified, imagine up in heaven, God, he's got a gavel, something like this. And he hears your case. Here, let me whack you over the head with this. Huh? You haven't had your head whacked in 2 years. When we read the word justify, God slams down his gavel and officially declares you not guilty of all of your sins. Yeah, that's good news, isn't it? So we're going to read a verse today that started a revolution. It started the birth of the Protestant church, started a revolution. It turned this whole crooked world right side up. One verse. Let me read these verses here to you. Now I want to look at 11 great truths here today
reveal to us in our text today. Again, you have a fill-in-the-blank handout for those that want to learn something and who like to let the Holy Spirit of God instruct you when you spend time in His Word. So we're going to go now from, this is where we've been the last 2 weeks. There's been a whole lot of condemnation here, right? All have sinned. He's thrown everyone under the bus. Sinner, 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 sinner. We're all sinners. So where do we go from here, right? All right, you've got me. I'm a sinner. What do I do? Where do I go from here? So now we're going to go from all have sinned to now we're going to look at what happens to a person once they call on the name of Jesus Christ. So no more sin. You've agreed with Him that you're a sinner. God's thrown you a life preserver. You say, that's me. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I hope you did. We just took communion. You just confessed it in God's house that you believe. That's all that's required of you. I believe. You don't have to put money in the offering plate. You don't have to do anything but believe. So here we go. Look at these things that transpires in the spiritual realm to your soul. By you agreeing with God. That's what that word confess means. Homo legeo. Speak the same thing. You agree with God. God says, you are a sinner. My Son is going to die on the cross for you and obliterate your sins. Salvation is open and available for you and eternal life. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. That's all. Right? He said, as Moses was lifted up in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's your part. His is shedding His blood and dying. Yours is believing and receiving. Let me read these 11 verses, then we're going to go through one by one here. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, now he's building on what I skipped. He's building on Abraham. He just taught that Abraham is saved the same way as you and I are. If you ever wondered, what about all the Old Testament saints that Jesus wasn't born yet? How are they saved? So that's what he did in chapter 4. He showed them that people were saved back then, same as they are now. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith is what saved him. So he's building on that. That's why the word therefore is here. He's referring back to how Abraham got saved. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Look at the things already. You can't even see them. Look at what's happened to you. Look at what's happened to you by making the seemingly innocent decision of calling on Him. God slammed down His gavel. He's officially declared you not guilty. He's welcomed you into His house. He says, come on in. And now look what you've got peace. Look at all the things people do for peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, meaning, wait a minute there, Bubba Louie, I'm not done yet. He's got more to come here. He's not only that, manam day, not only that, we also, this is some more things that happens to you because of your decision. He says, not only that, look at what he says in verse 3. We rejoice in tribulations. Knowing that, all right, he's telling you why. And how you're able to rejoice in tribulation. Look, Not only that, we rejoice in tribulations knowing that tribulation produces endurance. And endurance, approved character. And approved character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely on behalf of a righteous man will anyone die. Though perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than now, having been, there it goes again, having been justified by his blood. You see, faith on your part, blood on his. Your part is believing. His is dying. No other way around it. Someone's got to die. Someone's got to die. Much more then, verse 9, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only that, he's on a roll now, isn't he? I'm not done yet. He says, but we also rejoice. That is now, you see, after comprehending all this, now he says, you know what? I'm going to just shout about it a little bit. I'm going to shout about what Jesus has done for me on the cross. Look at these things that he's done. Not only that, we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the reconciliation. Remember, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. That is, I'll take you, 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 I'll take all of you. And there's a bridge, and my son is going to bridge that gap between you and me. He's going to shed his blood and die on the cross. And you are now the friend of God. Now that's some good news. 11 great truths. If you're writing, number one, I have been justified. I have been justified. Not I will be justified, but I have been. It's already happened. I have been justified. Aorist, tense, meaning it's a one-time event, something that happened once in the past. Like we'd say it's football season, I could say now, I threw for a touchdown. Not perfect tense. I was throwing for a touchdown. Not continuous tense. I am throwing for a touchdown. Not a future tense. I will throw for a touchdown. If I'm playing against Vinny and Giovanni, I might. And it's passive, not active, meaning I've received the action and I haven't caused it. It's happened to me. Praise God, the action has happened to me. Now, that's more good news, if you ask me. I have been justified. God has done something to me in response to my response to his son dying on the cross in Paul Esposito's place. Yeah, that's me. I'm a sinner. I believe. Now, this exact verse started a revolution around the world when it was understood. When old Martin Luther got a hold of what the Apostle Paul was saying here, it started a revolution. At that time, people were thinking, due to the corrupt churches at the time, people were thinking they were accepted by God through all this other stuff, keeping rules, keeping Old Testament and Old Testament laws, by doing things, by giving money, and most significantly, giving money to fix someone's standing with God. That's how it used to be. Until someone finally got the grasp that I am made right with God because of my faith in his son. Not by me doing anything. Not by me giving something. That is, you know, you give us money and we'll tell God how it is. Since God has made us supreme authority of the church. But the Apostle Paul says, a person placed in right standing with God due to their faith and not due to any other thing and not due to any other work on their behalf is in right standing with God. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God, which leads us to point number two. I now have peace with God. Once I can get right with my Maker, I will have peace. Once you get right with your Maker, make things right with God, then you will have peace. People will do anything to procure peace. But true peace is only made possible through the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The world touts peace, touts its own world system to give it. But the only true peace that will fill your soul comes through being justified by faith and being right with God. By the way, are you? Are you guys right with God this morning? He tells us right here how to attain it. How about you guys watching on Facebook or on YouTube? I'd have to ask you the question here on this 20 whatever day it is in October. Whenever you hear this, I ask the question, are you right with God? We used to call that in Italian, we'd call it agita. You know what agita is, right? And God gives it to us. When you're not right with God, it's an itch. It's ants in your pants, an itch you just can't scratch. You're miserable. Because God loves you. And he's calling you to forsake all of this and turn to the one true God and receive his son, Jesus Christ. Once you do that, then you have peace. Number three, I now have access to God. There's TV shows, you've heard it before, maybe Access Hollywood or something inside baseball. But now you have access to God. And that's good news. You see, God in Jesus' name is now on your speed dial. Who would you rather have on your speed dial? Think about that. Almighty God. Now, that's not me telling you. He's telling you this. This is another thing that's transpired behind the scenes by you calling on the name of Jesus Christ. God slams down his gavel. He's declared you not guilty. Your sins and lawless deeds, he's promised he will remember no more. God has amnesia with your sins. Maybe you can't see it, but it's a fact that I'm telling you. You're justified. You've got peace, finally. You've got access to God, and it's through his son, Jesus Christ, through whom we have access into this grace in which we stand. You and I stand in grace. Grace meaning the favor of God. Sometimes that's all we need, isn't it? That's funny. That's what Jesus says. It's all we need. It's all he's going to give us, right? He says, my grace is sufficient for you, right? For my power is made perfect, he said, in weakness. Sometimes, what's that old saying? When grace is all you've got, you realize grace is all that you need. The grace of God on your speed dial. Now that would be right here on this flexible joint, right here. That was old James's nickname, the leaders of the church. His nickname was Old Camel Knees, because his knees were all calloused from being on them all the time. Paul wrote this to the Ephesians. He says, through Christ, through him, we both, meaning Jew and Gentile, through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Our access to Jehovah is through God's Son. John 10:9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. Through Jesus Christ, we've got access to God. You've been handed a ticket, like a theater ticket, that's written, and it's got something written on both sides. On one side, it says, admit one. And on the back side, it says, non-transferable. That is, you can't give it to your son. You can't give it to your daughter. You can't give it to your son-in-law. You can't give it to your husband. It's non-transferable. They've got to get their own ticket. And they have to procure their own access to God. And there's only one way to do that, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ. It's good news. That's why the gospel is good news. He did the dying. We do the believing. You can receive eternal life today without burning one calorie. Where do I sign? Why do people receive that like castor oil? All bent out of shape that God loves them. You know what? If you're bent out of shape that God loves you, let me tell you something, friend. You've been deceived by somebody that hates you. Think about it. You're upset that God loves you. Who does that? Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. You can gain access to Almighty God, and that's through his son. Number four in this handout, I can now rejoice in tribulations. I can now rejoice in tribulations, wherein in times past you couldn't, or at least it would have been meaningless. Die without Jesus is meaningless. Fly a plane into the World Trade Center is meaningless. It's not going to get you anywhere. 72 raisins, that's not going to get you anywhere. I can now rejoice in tribulation. Verse 3 tells us why. He says, not only that, we rejoice in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, look what it says, tribulation produces endurance. Hupomone is the Greek word. It's like mixing two compounds together in science class. Mixing this, justified, mixed to that, tribulation, end result, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. But that only comes through tribulation. You got the justified part, you see. He says, when you mix these two things together, being justified, that is knowing that God's got your back, knowing your name is in the book of life, knowing God is on your side, knowing no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You've got all that over here, and then when the world adds tribulation, it produces something in you, enabling you to stand up to someone 9'6" and say, get out of my face, friend, because God's for me. There's nothing you can do to me. God is for me. Right? He says, what shall we say to these things? We'll get to that in chapter 8. If God is for me, who can be against me? But understand that tribulation produces, it's his own word, Tribulation produces what David had when he stood up to someone 9 foot six. Because you read earlier in that chapter, David says that he killed a lion and a bear before he met Goliath. Once he got a grasp that God was for him, look out, world. Look out, world. And God's no respecter of persons. He does and feels the same way about you. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. He says, your name I have engraved on the palm of my hand. Right there, he's going to say, Richie. That's pretty good news if you ask me. And if it says Richie on God's hand, tell me, who in blazes are you going to fear when you leave here today? The fool that knocks on your door and says, are there any Christians? Or the wacko that says, prepare to meet thy maker. You really want to torment me? Let me keep living in this evil world. If you really want to got me, you'd get me, you'd leave me alone. Make me continue to watch this stuff. So I can rejoice in tribulation. Because you can take to heart the sovereign God of the universe is at work behind the scenes, transforming you into a spiritual giant just like he did David. And you need this even more today in this evil world that we live in. Now, James wrote pretty much the same thing. He said, count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter, or one translation says, count it all joy when you fall. How are you guys doing with that one? Count it all joy when you fall. Count it all joy when you encounter or fall into various trials, knowing that, all right, this is the second writer now that's giving you the reason why. And both answers is the same. Paul said, because something happens to you when you're undergoing trials. Now James is going to tell you the same thing.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
McWhite's Funeral Home reminds listeners that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Although home life, work life, and changing times are hard to keep up with, we're encouraging all area ladies to take time out for yourselves and schedule your mammogram or checkup today. That's courtesy of McWhite's Funeral Home in Lauderhill and West Palm Beach, the funeral home that offers quiet dignity and reverence. In times of sorrow, call McWhite's Funeral Home at 954-584-0047.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Albert Einstein famously defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. For the past few decades now, marriage rates have been plummeting. Those who are getting married are doing so much later in life. The entire Western world, including the United States, is facing an unprecedented birth dearth. And yet, many Christians and many churches, including those who believe marriage is a created gift of God and a pillar of civilization, are doing nothing different to elevate marriage and family in the hearts and minds of young people. This is an example of what Einstein called insanity. Perhaps we could learn from a group of Chinese retirees who were recently covered.